We're talking about football fever in the county. I'm sure there's a fair bit of it in the McHugh household at the moment as well.
Ah, yes. It was the Earl. Mark's actually down in Galway. He's at Cost College down in Galway, so he's down in Galway at the minute. So not much talk about it at the minute, but it's great to drive through the county and everybody's talking about football. And the other thing, I suppose, is good that the fact that you're, with no disrespect to any other county in Ireland, it's great to either, if you get to an All-Ireland final, you either meet Kerry or Dublin in the All-Ireland final. But the one thing that disappoints me about the whole thing is the price, Tom. And I have to say, the price into the match. I'd just like to hear what PG is saying about that. €25 into the match for an under-21 final. If you've a mother and father and two growing-up children, it's going to cost them €100 to get into that match. I mean, we have a recession in this country, and I think, you know, €15 is enough into an under-21 All-Ireland final.
Yeah, certainly it's a topic of conversation. I see Barney Rock. We had hoped to have Barney on as well. Of course, Barney has a son in the All-Ireland as well, Dean Rock, playing at full forward for Dublin on Saturday evening. He's not too happy with the venue either, Martin. He'd prefer if it was in Croke Park on Saturday afternoon. He reckons that there'd be a much bigger crowd as well, an opportunity to showcase both teams' play game in headquarters. I'm sure we'd probably have ideas about that as well.
Yeah, but suppose, Tom, in a way, I mean, I was in Croke Park last weekend, and you know, there were 27,000 people in it at the match on Sunday. Now, when a lot of the Down Armagh people left after the match, it's very hard to get an atmosphere in Croke Park. So I think the decision is right to have it. Like, the Saturday evening games were terrible because there were only about 5,000 or 6,000, I would say, at the games, you know.
Yeah.
So I think if you're going to have a game in Croke Park, you need a big crowd. I think Breffni Park is spot on for it. I mean, it's halfway between from both counties' point of view, and so on. They're, Dublin are happy enough the fact that they're ready to play the game there.
Before we just look forward to Saturday night and obviously talk about the difficulties you've had over the last campaign, and I know you've been kicking Charlie Collins and the shins, among other things, in the commentary box. Tom McConaughey and ourselves were talking here earlier, just before you joined us, about 82 and well, it was the first, and you were part of that team. Obviously, a tremendous journey back then.
It was a great journey, it was a great occasion, you know, and so she'd love to be back there again that time, but it was fabulous, you know what I mean. The Donegal support that day we had in Kerry and Shannon was great, you know what I mean. It's great memories to have, and suppose have all the memories you always have is, you know, suppose that night the cup coming back to Donegal town, and then, you know, the following night taking it back to, you know, into your own club, and that's the great thing about it, you know. But I think that, you know, we've won two under-21s and one senior line. We haven't won a lot, so it's great fact we're a final. But I suppose an interesting one is that Dublin have only won one under-21, and they've only won one minor. I think it was a long time since they won the minor, sorry, way back. So I think that looking at the guy there, it's good to see two kind of new teams in the final and that there. So, yeah, you know, 82 was a great time, 87 was a great time, and, you know, it's these occasions. I mean, sometimes you think, I remember in 82 we won the All-Ireland under-21. And you know, an interesting stat coming out last weekend. The Armagh team last weekend had eight of the team that played an under-21 final in 2000. They won the under-21 in 2004. The eight of that team started last Sunday against Down, and they'd won. Malachy Mackin came off the bench. So, you know, as you were saying there earlier on with PG's team and with Tom's team, how important it was, the amount of players come through. So hopefully, you know, this team as well, that's what will happen there, if it, you know, one draw or lose on Saturday night.
And tell me, how difficult has it been for you watching the games, given that Mark has been involved and so involved, and indeed we've seen him pick up a heavy knock one day as well?
That's been difficult enough, but sure, Charlie always keeps me right anyway, up in that box. He'll keep it right anyway. Both the mistake I made one day was when I was watching it, I forgot myself that I was in the box when Daniel McLaughlin got the ball, and I think I said to kick the ball into Murphy.
Yeah, so I think that led to the goal against Derry or Armagh.
Yeah,
not
I think
sure.
It was the goal against Armagh was it, I think, the first, you know, the goal against Derry, actually,
yeah,
I think it was.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, you do get involved. It's, you know, it's difficult having, you know, it's not difficult, but it's great to have somebody playing, but it is different, there's no doubt about it. But, you know, it's great to see, you know, there's John McCarthy's son playing for Dublin, and you have Barney Rock's son playing for Dublin as well, and we have other, you know, lads that played in the past coming through as well. You know, it's different, I know, there's no doubt about it. And I was actually in front of Peter Oliver McNeillis, or he was in front of me at the last day, and, you know, he was settling off to the young fella came on, and then you could see a change in him right away. So that's what happens, I mean, when you have a young lad playing. But it's great for everybody. And, you know, as long, you know, good thing about it is that they're able to cope with it themselves. You know, that's the most important thing, you know.
Yeah. And really, you know, it has come from nowhere, really, hasn't it?
It's been great. You know, we would not have expected at the start of the year, and it's down to hard work. It just shows you what can happen with hard work. You have to give a lot of credit to Jim McGuinness and the management team, the work they've put in. You know, for every match, they've changed their tactics in every match and doing different things, and they're getting the best out of the boys. And I know from you know, especially Mark and that there, they just believe every word Jim's saying, and I mean, they swear by him, and that's a great thing to have. He's great confidence. He's put great confidence in the players, and you know, they believe in exactly everything they're doing, and that's down to every last man on the panel sheet. It's great credit. I mean, you know, it's hard to beat a hard-working team, and you know, the one thing is that, you know, take it on Saturday night, you know, Michael Murphy's up against the Dublin fullback. I mean, he's playing fullback in the Dublin senior team. So, you know, other players are going to have to get more scores. So things, you know, maybe differently, you know, do things differently.
Many similarities, I suppose, with 82, because Tom Conlon was telling, I think it's said earlier, that you were a hard-working team and he made you work hard as well.
Ah, yeah, that's right. And as we know, any team that Tom had, we were fit, which is very, very important to be fit. And that's it's important. It's a big thing that him makes the difference. Gets you over the line in tough games. At the very end of matches, and that makes the difference. And you know, to finish well as start well, and this team have put in a lot of work as well into it. You know, with training and, you know, three different venues and everything else. So, I mean, as I said, same thing with all the teams. It's down to hard work.